Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. Today, we're exploring a topic that's been gaining momentum, especially among working families, that being financial independence, retire early, or FIRE. Joining me here for today's conversation from the UBS Chief Investment Office Global Investment Management Team, I'm glad to welcome back Justin Waring. Justin is the author of a recent article titled, What is the FIRE Movement? So with that, Justin, thank you for dropping by UBS On Air Market Moves. Great to have you on the mic, as always.
Great to be here, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's perhaps begin with the basics. What exactly is the FIRE movement, and why do you think it's resonating with so many people right now?
Well, I think one reason why this movement is gaining steam is because it's really about, you know, reaching financial independence and focusing on prioritizing saving and investing, especially in early in one's career, to enable financial freedom as soon as possible. And while some people in the movement do aim to retire early, the broader goal of the movement is flexibility. So creating options to work less, change careers, withstand disruptions, or retire on your own terms. And I think this speaks to a desire for control and security in a world that feels increasingly uncertain, whether it's market volatility, technological disruption, or changes in the workplace. FIRE is about being more intentional about spending and investing so that we can gain the freedom to make choices that align with our values and goals.
So with that, Justin, one of the key points in your article is the compounding impact of lifestyle choices. Can you explain to us how spending habits affect the path to financial independence?
Absolutely. When it comes to spending and saving and investing, every dollar that isn't spent today is a dollar that isn't saved or invested for the future. But the effect is actually even greater than that. It's not just the compounding of wealth that you could put aside today. Higher spending today means that you'll need a larger portfolio to support that lifestyle in the future. In other words, spending more today doesn't just slow your progress towards financial independence, it actually moves the finish line further away. And this concept is closely related to something called the hedonic treadmill, the idea that the satisfaction that we get from spending more tends to fade quickly, prompting us to seek out new purchases just to maintain the same level of happiness. So if more never feels like enough, increased spending doesn't necessarily lead to greater life satisfaction. Instead, being intentional about spending and avoiding lifestyle creep can supercharge the power of compounding, making it much easier to reach financial independence.
Now, Justin, for those interested in pursuing FIRE, what are some of the practical steps or even habits that can help accelerate the journey?
Yeah, I think that habits is a good word because habits compound pretty well. The most important factor, of course, is one's savings rate, how much of your income you're able to set aside and invest. When you live below your means, below the maximum amount that you could spend, and you automate your savings and investments, it allows your portfolio to compound, and over time, that can dramatically shorten the path to financial freedom. So, for example, if you're able to save 10% of your income, this implies you're spending the other 90%. So even if your income grows faster than your spending, you likely won't reach financial freedom until you've had about 35 years of compounding based on a simple analysis. By contrast, if you're able to boost your savings rate to 50% or greater, you might be able to reach financial independence in just 15 years. So there's two ways to boost your savings rate. Of course, you can keep your spending in check and thus accelerate contributions to your investments, but that's only one part of the equation, and you can only cut your spending so far without impeding your happiness. So the other consideration, which is more in your control and has more upside potential, is growing your income, which this has theoretically unlimited upside potential. So whether it's investing in your skills, seeking out new opportunities, or starting a side business, boosting your income can help you widen the gap between your income and expenses, which in turn fuels faster progress towards your goals as long as you save a portion of the increased income.
Now, Justin, you go on to mention in your article that there are different flavors of FIRE. So can you talk about those and how families might decide which approach fits their needs?
Yeah, it's definitely a very interesting movement because there's a lot of different approaches, and they fall along a spectrum. So financial independence retire early communities range from things like lean FIRE, which has a focus on extreme frugality to reach independence as quickly as possible, Whereas on the other end of the spectrum of frugality is Fat Fire, which aims for a higher standard of living in retirement with a willingness to work longer or save more aggressively to get there. There's also Coast Fire, where families save aggressively in their early years to allow themselves to have their investments get a head start on growth. But then they choose to maybe slow down their savings accumulation as they go into their mid-career and late career years. And the idea is that the money that they've already saved will coast and actually grow enough to meet their financial freedom needs later on. Another approach is Barista Fire, which is someone might, you know, really put a lot of effort and time into a high-stress, high-pay job early on in their career, and then kind of graduate to a lower-paying, more enjoyable one, using part-term work to cover expenses and perhaps even healthcare expenses while their portfolio continues to grow. And the key when we look at all these different approaches is that FIRE isn't really about following a rigid formula. It's more about making conscious trade-offs that reflect your values, goals, and lifestyle preferences. So, and like I said earlier, you know, for many people, FIRE is not about retiring early, actually. It's about reaching a point where work becomes optional rather than mandatory. So reaching financial freedom as early as reasonably possible.
Well, Justin, this has been a very thought-provoking, fascinating discussion. Now, before we wrap up, any final thoughts or even any advice for listeners who might be interested in exploring FIRE for themselves?
I'd say the most important thing is to start with your goals and your priorities. What does financial independence mean to you and your family? This is something that a lot of people don't think about until they're nearing retirement age. And it is important for us to have healthy habits of spending and saving and have a balance across our lives, you know, rather than saving all of our spending until we're in retirement or spending, you know, as much as we can along the entire journey. And so once you've thought about your priorities and how you want to balance your frugality and your financial independence, you know, the focus becomes on building intentional habits around saving, investing, and spending so that every dollar that you do save has the most growth potential possible. And remember, the math is very simple. You know, if you spend less than you earn, then you will have a strong saving and investing vehicle. But the emotional side, which is resisting lifestyle creep, staying focused on long-term goals, that's where the real work happens. Is we're surrounded by constant incentives to spend more money and keep up with the Joneses. And even though we know deep down those things don't necessarily make us happier, it can be quite a difficult challenge to resist those temptations. So if you're interested in learning more, I'd encourage you to speak with a financial advisor about building a plan that helps you align your values and objectives and helps you balance spending today versus earlier retirement. And find the balance that works best for you and your family.
Well, some very valuable closing guidance there, Justin. And thank you once again for joining us here on UBS On Air Market Moves, for sharing your insights and for walking us through the FIRE movement. And thank you, of course, to our listeners for spending time with us here on UBS On Air Market Moves. Now, if you would like to read Justin's article, which we've been referencing on today's episode, that title, What is the FIRE Movement? You can find Justin's article on the UBS website, UBS.com/CIO. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit UBS.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit UBS.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.